JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
0.43.2, was that about what we were expecting?
A touch higher than expected. So this is the overnight update on inflation in the US economy, and we talked about this yesterday morning. I was just thinking about this morning. It's just one reflection, actually. One thing might surprise me, Mike, is how global inflation can be sometimes. You'd think it would be a lot more sort of idiosyncratic to country. And of course, it is to places like Turkey and Egypt. But, you know, you go to your sort of G20, OECD countries, actually, you actually do see quite a lot of correlation. But reflections aside, here's your takeaways from that data released overnight. Yes, headline and core CPI, they both rose 0.4% in February. Core CPI excludes food and energy. They're the volatile components. So that core reading at 0.4% was the same as January. Headline CPI at 0.4%. That number was pushed up primarily by gasoline costs and shelter. About two-thirds of the rise was from those two items. The core number a touch higher than expected. Just I would make the point, though, if you look at the annual number, Mike, inflation is still falling. So year on year, 3.2%. Yes, a touch higher than expectations, which was 3.1, and core at 3.8. You know, at the annual level, you are seeing a steady deceleration in price gains. I mean, that core CPI is the lowest since May 2021. Market reaction, Mike, at this stage, share markets are higher. They're behaving themselves. Interest rates were a touch higher. The wholesale interest rates, that slightly higher core CPI read does raise some questions as to when the Federal Reserve will start cutting rates.
Right, back home, that card spending is not good.
No, it is not good. It is ugly. This is local data. This is electronic card transaction data for February, released yesterday by Stats New Zealand. Now, context obviously important here, Mike. Card transaction data showed a worrying slump. These numbers, this data series, showed a worrying slump in December. It then bounced back in January. So you had a 2% rise in January, but this February data is weak. And yes, the term tanked was used in commentary yesterday. Look, we may have, Mike, we may have sticky non-tradable inflation, but these are the sorts of signals I think that are strengthening the case for the RBNZ to wait and see how the economy unfolds. Total retail electronic card spending down 1.8%. Year on year, it's up 2.5%. Core retail spending, card transactions down 1.4% year on year, that's up 3%. The total electronic card transactions down 1.9%. The numbers were worse than expected, Mike. They were weaker than expected. So basically undoing the bounce in January completely. We've talked about this before, Mike, but we have to reiterate this again. These numbers are not adjusted for price changes. So retail price inflation over the last year, call it 4%. So if the number is now going backwards, the fall is actually larger in real terms. And that's ignoring the fact that there are more of us. There's more people, 2.5% to 3% population growth. And if we look at the detail, fuel spending is falling even though prices were higher. Hospo numbers were weak. We're actually changing our behavior there. Durables, we're not buying bikes, we're not buying fridges. In other words, in simple, understandable terms, underlying spending is weak. The retail sector is doing it tough. We are spending less, and the consumer is clearly being affected by tight monetary conditions. Further context on this, Mike, the full force and impact of monetary policy, higher retail mortgage rates, hasn't fed through the full mortgage transmission process yet. They've got second and third round of mortgage payments to come. I was going to say 2024 could be a tough year for some sectors, but I'm not going to say that, Mike. I'm going to say 2024 will be a tough year.
I think you're spot on. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones is up 148 points, 38,918. That's 0.38%. The S&P 500 is up let's call it 30 points, 5,147. And the NASDAQ up 169 points, over 1% gain in the NASDAQ, 16,188. The FTSE 100 gained over 1% last night, 7,748. The Nikkei was down 23 points, a small move there, 38,797. Shanghai Composite down 13, 3055. The ASX 200 gained 8 points yesterday, closing at 7,712. And the NZX 50 lost 44 points, 0.37%, 11,829. Kiwi dollar, 0.6145. US dollar touched stronger overnight, 0.9313 against the Aussie. 90.5628 against the euro, 0.4808 Great British pounds, 90.65 against the Japanese yen. Gold still up there, trading at $2,165. Brent crude been pretty well behaved, very steady recently, $82.55.
Enjoy, mate. See you Thursday. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.